producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me, and you guys know the hours. To just give me a call. I'd love to help you out on whatever's on your mind. Joe has a sister who is ailing, and Joe is in the midst of pecuniary strangulation. But she offered to send a ticket to him. He's going to go in the next week. Joe, what is it specifically that you're concerned about?
I'm concerned. I mean, she's got a lot of anger. I don't blame her.
Who or what is she angry at?
This isn't fair. This is garbage.
Okay.
Yes.
How old is your sister?
She's 50. I'm 51.
Okay.
And Irish twins, basically.
Right. Has she always been angry, or is this because of the illness?
It started before the illness. I mean, she went through a horrible marriage. She was just starting to get her life back together again. When this happened, and now, she's got beautiful new grandchildren, and she's very angry. You know, I mean, this is...
How does she express her anger? What has she said to you that, no expletives on the air, but what's the gist of what she said to you?
The gist of what she says is right now, you know, I'm now starting to enjoy my life, get everything back together again, and I don't want to die. And this is, you know, this is blah, 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 and, you know.
Got it. Okay. What is her prognosis at this point, Joe? Do you know?
They told her 3 months.
3 months? Okay.
That's what they said.
And how long ago was that?
I mean, 2 days ago. Okay. And that's when they found the spots on the brain. So she's beat this before. She's had chemo and come through. Everything's fine. She's had radiation treatment. Everything's fine.
She had breast cancer before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, this time, you know, we're all thinking, she's. Then now we're here, and she's just gotten everything together, and this is happening. So my concern is, I emotionally haven't, well, I just don't want to, I don't want it to.
Joe, let me help you with this. You can't cure her. You can't cure her of the metastasized to her brain, and you can't cure her of her anger. You can hold her hand, and you can be there for her, You can have her call me. I mean, one of the things that I'd probably say to her is, thank goodness you got your life together before this happened. Think of how really furious you'd be if you were still in the midst of all that. So you've had, and nobody said it was fair. It sounds like she was very blessed to survive. You don't cure breast cancer. You can keep it in remission, and that's why I thought that it's a very common metastatic positioning for breast to go to brain. So it's very likely the result of the earlier breast cancer. And I think trying to convince her that she's had a good life, you might say to her, saying you've had a good life will just make her go for your jugular, but you might say to her, look, tell me what I can do if you I'm willing to listen to you be angry. I'm willing to help you look at the things that you can be grateful for. I'm willing to do whatever you want. You tell me what will work best for you. And in that moment, Joe, by not arguing with her, by saying, direct me. You've moved her from her anger, which is a gut reaction, to her head. Now, she may, when she goes to her head, still feel angry, but she may not. She may say, well, you know, maybe it would make me feel better to talk about some of the things I'm grateful for, but maybe then I'll just feel worse about dying. Let her, if you can move her just by asking, just by saying, what can I do to help you? And understand, her first response may be nothing. There's nothing anybody can do. Say, well, understand that I'm willing to rub your feet. And you might want to have a list of things that you're offering her. I'm willing to do a gratitude book for you. I'm willing to get a punching bag for you. I'm willing to have a screaming match with you. You tell me what would work. And by having some suggestions at that moment, you're giving her a place to think about things in a slightly different way. Let me also suggest that you may want to go and check out at the library or get in the used bookstore, just buy Elizabeth Kubler-Ross. Basically, the two books, the classic one is on death and dying, and Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talks about the five stages, and one of them is anger. So she's certainly, one is denial, one is anger, one is questioning. At some point, there is usually acceptance. And some people get to that, some people don't. But it may help you to understand some of the stages she's going through. There's also a book that I thought was much more helpful, to be quite honest. It's called Until We Say Goodbye. And it's basically more for you than for her, of how do you help somebody to die? Because probably the only thing harder than dying is helping someone that you love to die. So you've got a week to go and find the book so you feel a little bit better armed. So what I would do is I would make my plane reservations as quickly as possible so she knows you're coming and you know you're coming, because 3 months isn't very long, and 3 months, who knows? So I wouldn't wait, number one. Number two, what I would do is scour your house and see what kinds of things might make some sense to her, might resonate with her, that you can share with her to take on the plane. No guns or swords. Maybe, you know, I'm just trying to make sure you don't end up in the hoosegow. You may want, there may be some family games, for example. You may have gotten custody of the family Uno set or Monopoly or something, so that might be fun to take. I would definitely go out today and get a copy of Until We Say Goodbye. Kubler-Ross is spelled Kubler-Ross, because I think that could be very helpful for you. And maybe even a notebook that says, with some of the ideas that you have for her, of is she ambulatory? Can she walk at this moment?
No.
Okay. But maybe food that might be fun to bring in for her, or music that might be, that both of you loved, or that might be useful to her. Things like maybe buying some nice oil to give her a foot rub, because that can sometimes be very...
Yeah.
Just so you're prepared, for both of your sakes, to offer her things that might make her understand that the only advantage that she has, and believe it or not, I think it is an advantage, is the rest of us, we all have an expiration barcode on our foreheads. We just can't read it. She's pretty clear what her barcode is. So that means that she can prepare things, and she's already started thinking about that. She's already given you some hints about, I want to talk with you about how we do the money. So I would have a notebook that is whatever her name is on the top, and the front you can put all the things that you're thinking about for her. And halfway through, or a bind or something, or upside down and backwards, you can begin writing things that she wants you to do. I might think about recording something for especially for her grandchildren, so that they have little messages from Nana. So and the idea is not to keep you so busy that you can't think, or that she can't have some time, because you need to make some time where maybe you're just sitting with her. Maybe you're just reading in the same room. But you'll figure it all out once you're there. And if you don't, you know how to get in touch with me, and I'll walk you through whatever we need to walk through.
Okay.
But don't wait. Okay?
No. I do not.
All right, so get the book today, Until We Say Goodbye, the Kubler-Ross. Get the notebook today so you can begin writing down things. That'll help you to be a little bit more focused. And make the plane reservation today, and call me if you need me. All righty?
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joe. 855. Thank you, sir. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7569. Lily, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call again. So maybe we can just continue. Remember I called you?
Absolutely. Yeah, you had a husband that cheated on you after, like, 42 years of marriage.
Well,
you...
today is my 41st anniversary.
Crap.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so one of the things we talked about when we talked last week is it was an old girlfriend, right? And that he went abroad
it was,
and...
Yeah, yes, that was the girlfriend that he had his first girlfriend and supposedly last one, and they engaged in sex, and they had, she got pregnant, and he left for United States, and she left, she went back home, and apparently what happened is that she, when she was 5 months pregnant for religious reasons, I told you that already, that her mother and her aunt beat her up and to kill the baby inside her. So what happened is that they took the baby out and the girl went on with her life or whatever. But
so did the baby survive or not survive?
No. So baby did not survive. No.
So did your husband know that she was pregnant?
He didn't know that she was pregnant at the time when he left for United States. He didn't.
All right.
Know.
So when did he find out that she had
yeah,
conceived?
And then, yeah, he found out. He told me back in 1976. And he told me a few times in our marriage together that he wants to get in touch with that girl. He wants to find her. He wants to know what exactly happened, okay? And a few years back, I even agreed that we can just go online or whatever, try to find her. And I agree. I want to go with him. I want to, you know, have him, because he was an angry man all these years. He was really angry.
Where was she from originally?
She's originally from former Yugoslavia.
Okay. And where's your husband from?
He is from former Yugoslavia, but another republic. But they met in Austria.
Okay. And where are you from?
I am from a former Yugoslavia, from a totally different republic. I'm from over there, too.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So he said that this was unfinished business. You said, okay, let's go find her. And
exactly.
So, but did the two of you, obviously he did. Did the two of you, what happened about your offer, let's go find her together?
Well, we tried and just gave up on that, but he always had in mind that he had to do that, okay?
Yeah.
So this summer we own a house in one of the republics over there, a former Yugoslavia republic. We own a house over there, and we go over there every year. I go 3 months because I can't stay no more than 90 days, and he stays 4 or 5 months over there. So what happened this year is that apparently, it's not apparently, obviously he did it. Got the phone number from this lady, from the friend, mutual friend, gave him a phone number, and I left August 31st, and he had a phone number of her before I left, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when I left on 31st, as soon as he dropped me off at the airport, I look at the notes. He had a note. And he called her that day. So they talked, and he called a few times, and apparently but then, you know, they got together in Austria and went through the whole, you know, the city where they, you know, used to have fun and when they were young and everything. Well, they spent 4 days in a hotel. Okay, him and I had a really, really long talk all last few days since I last talked to you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he told me that it was no sexual encounter. It was nothing sexual between them. It never happened. It didn't happen. He just wanted to clear things out with her, just to hear from her what exactly happened, mm-hmm. you know, with the baby and her life and stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, you were convinced last week that they'd had sex, and you're now thinking that they probably didn't.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't talk to him. I just found the copy of a hotel bill. I didn't know.
I agree. It's a little provocative, but still, I mean, because at the time, it sounded to me like they were people that just had a lot to talk about, which may be a little naive. All right, so you talked with him after you talked with me, and he said, he explained everything that we, you know, that it was unfinished business, but we didn't have sex. I love you. I want to be with you. So where are you today in all this?
Well, that's what I don't know what I'm going to. I kind of sort of let go everything, but it's so hard for me to trust him. It's so hard for me.
All right, but wait a minute. All right, tell me what the basis of the distrust is. What specifically makes you distrust? Lying about what?
That he lied to me, that he did behind my back, and I told
him. Wait a minute. Don't go so fast here.
Okay.
Did you ever say to him when you got when he stayed in what used to be Yugoslavia and you came mm-hmm. home? Did you find her?
No.
All right. Did you ask anything about her one way or the other?
No, I didn't even thought. I thought everything is forgotten. Everything is spaced.
Okay, I got it.
You know?
But wait a minute. There's as you know there's lies of omission and lies of commission. A lie of commission would have been, did you see Sarah? And he said no when he did. But if you didn't ask, now you might say he should have told me, and I wouldn't disagree with that, except what he's going to tell you if you say that to him, and then you and I will talk about this. If you say to him, you should have told me, he will say, you're probably right, but I figured you would never believe that, you know, that I love you and I just had unfinished business. And unfortunately, your behavior, at least last week, would tend to support that philosophy, right? That you went, you were very upset. You were a combination of really sad, I think you used the word betrayed, that it was really an unhappy thing.
Right.
So let's look. So I think it may be sensible, and again, I'm not trying to talk you in or out of anything, but let's for a moment, then we'll come right back to this. What do you want at this moment from him?
I just wanted him to tell me that it's done, it's over, and that she doesn't get in between us, that we just go on with our lives together, and that's it. And he did say that. He did agree to it, though.
Okay.
He did.
See, I'm not sure that I would have had you do that, because it encouraged... Look, they had a past together that had nothing to do with you. It was well before he knew you, okay?
Right.
All right, let me for a moment, just take a deep breath. Let's assume that an old boyfriend popped up in your life, okay? Mm-hmm. Just hold that thought for just a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come right back. And I want to walk you through something to see if I can get you to feel a little more comfortable, all right? And maybe a little less restrictive, which I'm afraid may have some repercussions. All right, let me put you on hold. Come right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Lily, who's celebrating sort of her 41st anniversary today with a husband who spent 4 days in a hotel with an ex-girlfriend from 40 years ago, more than that.
40.
Yeah, but that before you guys even met, right?
Right, exactly. Yes, we met in
1973,
and then we got married
74,
10 months later.
Yeah. Okay. So he wants to be with Lily. He said he loves Lily. That they didn't have sex. They just had a lot to catch up on, and so Lily is feeling a bit relieved, but said, you know, I want to make sure that you never talk to her again or see her again. I don't want her to come between us. And I said, let me bounce you out of that for just a minute. If an old boyfriend showed up in your life,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you might want to see him, not because you're, and we don't even need to say that you and your husband were mad at each other or that he showed up today, so you were feeling okay, well, a little revenge would be good. We don't even have to worry about the circumstances. But there's something about an old boyfriend that has some resonance. And it doesn't mean we're going to hop into bed with him. It doesn't mean that we chose wrong. It doesn't mean that we're even tempted. It just means that it reminds us. I did the morning show with Doug Steffen this morning, and he plays music. as part of the morning show. And I said, Doug, is the reason you're doing that because you were a DJ? And he said, well, I haven't been a DJ since 76. And I said, but that's the point. The things that remind us of who we were at a younger age sometimes are very seductive. It doesn't mean anything other than as we get older, we kind of look back fondly in our youth and think, if I only knew then. So I'm not sure that I would say to him, you can't ever see her again, because if she gets in touch with him and sends him an email that says, listen, what you want is the fact that he's committed to you, that he did not commit adultery, he did not undermine or betray his commitment to you or his marriage vows. And what you want, and what I would make a different deal with him if I were you today, and I think it might give you a bit more comfort, rather than saying never see her again, of saying, I think you're on the right track when you say, I don't want her to come between us, which means if you want to get in touch with her, that you let me know. And I will not be hysterical, because I know that you are committed to me. You'll make it very clear for the rest of our lives that you love me. But, I don't want this to be something that you feel is a restriction, or that that I've become your mom and you're being a naughty little boy to see if you can get around me. In the same way that I offered you, husband of mine, years ago, to get in touch with her, that I'm perfectly willing to meet her, and I don't want this to be a secret.
Yeah, that's what he told me. He says, if you want, we can meet her. We can be friends. We can talk to her and stuff like that. And I don't know. What do you think? Should I, agree with that maybe sometime down the line, or...
Well, but Lily, what's the risk on that? Either you trust him or you don't trust him. And if you don't trust him, then no matter what he says to you, you're not going to believe him anyway. And I think you're just giving him a huge reason to, look, when we get, it's like when your mother would say to you, I'll tell you about my mom. My parents at one point said to me, you have to be home by, I don't know, let's say it was 10:30. And I remember, I was not a particularly rebellious child, but I can remember when I started dating, sitting in a driveway with a guy I really didn't want to be with till 10:32, just to prove that I was a grown up. You don't want to say, you don't want to do that by saying you have to never talk to her again. You want to say, look, we are married to each other. We're committed to each other. You had the choice of her versus me. You met her first. You chose me. I need to have the sense that you're committed to me, that you will spend the rest of your life making me feel appreciated and loved. But if the two of us, I don't want this to be a secret. I don't want this to be a restriction. If you feel that, I'm not, you can decide I want to meet her or not meet her, or I'd like to meet her once. You might like her. But the point is, what I don't want you to do is set up a situation where you're making it so restrictive that he's now saying, well, Lily just wouldn't understand this, so I'm going to go ahead and be sneaky, which is going to get you right back in the mess that you were in last week. So I would go back to him and say, here's the deal. There's always going to be temptations. There's always going to be other women, and she's always going to exist. So I don't want to make that a restriction. But what I do want is for you to make me feel that I'm important to you, that you would choose me again, that you love me. And that's a day-to-day, ongoing, year-to-year, don't take me for granted. Because even if she didn't exist, if he starts taking you for granted, your marriage is going to wither on the vine. So I would make it clear to him that, because you're in an enormously powerful position, which is what I pointed out to you last week, if she comes to this country or the next time we're there, we can meet her. I don't want to make this a restriction. I don't want to make you give you a reason to be sneaky. But the other part of that, of me being reasonable and open-minded about this, is that you don't sneak around. You don't lie to me about it. You don't not tell me about something. And the other part of it is that you make me feel every day of my life that I'm special to you, that you love me, that you would do it all over again. Because if our marriage is strong, she's an irrelevancy. If our marriage is weak, she's a threat. So I don't want a threat. I want her to be an irrelevancy or an interesting sort of, it's like meeting, and at some point there may be an old boyfriend that'll pop up in your life, and your husband would be silly if he wasn't at least curious about who was in your life before he was. All right, so listen, what I want you to do is go and have a great anniversary. I want you to cuddle the daylights out of each other and have a great evening. And I want you to say, look, before the champagne or before the cuddlies or the whatevers, that you say, look, two things. First of all, I want to back off my position a little bit because I think it's a little unreasonable. But this is what I want in exchange. And then have a great evening.
All right. thank you so much. I'll do that. I do exactly.
Good.
I'll do exactly. And maybe someday I'll get in touch and let you know what happens.
Well, hopefully what will happen is the two of you will have a wonderful life ongoing because there won't be secrets.
Right. And so far, since I talked to you last four or five days, and yesterday he took me to the winery. We had a wine and, you know, sit down on a
lawn. Honey, look, if he loved her, he's had two opportunities in his life that you and I know about to opt for her. The first of all, after he met you, he could have decided that she was really the one and gone to find her. Or when the summer when he was up country and he could have called you and said, Lily, you know, we've had a great run, but this is the woman I need to be with. And he didn't do it either time. He really has opted for you. But he needs to continue taking you to a winery and making and not bribing you, but making you feel important, which means that you get to make him feel important as well.
Okay. All right. I'll do that. Okay. All thank right. you so much, Dr. Joy, for your time. I really thank you for the advice, and I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome, Lily. Yeah. She sounds like a different woman. Were you here when Trevor was here? When I think Trevor was here when Lily called before, and she was distraught.
It was me, actually.
Was it you?
Yeah.
You can hear. She sounds like a different woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you heard even then. I was not convinced they had sex.
Yeah.
But, you know, I also believe in the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny and your ability at some point in your life to whistle. So, you know. But I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. All righty. The Martian was number one again last week. Did very well. Pan didn't. Pan, which I had trouble with Pan. I really did. I thought
a lot of people weren't too thrilled with it after this.
Well, it was too scary for kids. It was, you know, why do we need a story about the prequel to Peter Pan? I mean, you know, and Levi Miller is adorable in it. But Hugh Jackman was scary, and who cared about Blackbeard? I mean, you know, where
just
was he coming
like
from?
Just seems like the Peter Pan story has been told so many times.
Well, and we love the Peter Pan story, but do we really need a backstory of... I mean, now I'm, to be quite honest, a little curious about how... Captain Hook became his enemy rather than his friend. But basically, I mean, I'm not sure we care. The movie cost, like, I think upward to $150 million and made, like, 11 or something. So I don't think there's going to be a sequel, number one, unless it does incredibly well overseas, which I don't think it will. So Martian did very well again. Martian is on maybe one of the highest grossing movies of the year so far. Hmm. So it's doing very well. Transylvania 2 did very well as well, second place. And Steve Jobs, which only opened, I guess, in New York and L.A., did very well in the limited release. So it's coming wider this week. So maybe I'll review it again. It's really Michael Fassbender is terrific. I think it's going to be nominated. That and, you know, Martian, people are talking about maybe Oscar time. A little early to tell. Trumbo opens up. But Steve Jobs is a really terrific movie, which may we'll see. It, you know, it depends whatever else is going on. But the movies that everybody thought were going to be blockbusters haven't done very well, which is kind of interesting. All right. In 1492, repeat after me, the Nita, the Pinta, the Santa Maria, and the one that fell off the edge. Landfall was actually in the Caribbean, in the Bahamas. He thought he was in the Indies, which means he has about the same sense of direction as my mother does. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 salt palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is the Dr. Joy Brown program. See, everybody calls it a show, but I view it more as a program. Either way. And for those people who are worrying about, well, gee, the country and mental health, the actual first charmingly called insane asylum opens for persons of insane and disordered minds in Virginia in 1773. So even before we were officially the United States of America, right, before we declared our independence, we were dealing with the fact that some people were not sane, were not capable of functioning. So it's an old problem that we've got, and we're doing better. We don't tie people up anymore, and medication has certainly made a lot of people who would have probably been warehoused before very functional. But it's an age-old problem. So assuming that it's today's stress is a little disingenuous. In 1792, 300 years after Chris took off thinking he was going to the Indies, the first celebration of Columbus Day happened in... Dun, dun, dun. Guess, Manny. You just looked. Do you remember? Take a guess. It's going to be right. Because if I do dun, dun, dun...
Columbus Day.
Yeah, first celebration. In what city? Where's the first place everything happens?
Well, I guess New York, right?
Yay! You got it. Man, that was pulling teeth. All righty. We got it, though. I could have said, okay, it starts with new, but I didn't want to go through Jersey and Mexico and so Hampshire. In 1793, the cornerstone of Old East, the oldest state university building in the United States, is laid on the campus of the University of North Carolina. I don't know why I knew that. I think I've been in North Carolina once. This is a good one. All right, the first raincoat in Scotland was sold in 1823. Do you know by whom, without peeking?
I remember the last name was McIntosh, right?
Exactly so. Charles McIntosh. Yeah. Well done. Mm-hmm. Hence the term Mac, or McIntosh. In 1901, President Teddy Roosevelt officially renames the Executive Mansion to the White House, which seems completely appropriate that it would be Teddy, right? Executive Mansion. This is a country that doesn't believe in mansions particularly, right? We like the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Much more plebeian. There we go. All right, my favorite story of the day, which is kind of weird in some ways. When I say favorite story, it just caught my attention the most. But I think, all right, you can tell me whether you think it's appropriate or not. Maybe we couldn't even put it on Facebook. All right. A youth football coach. See, I thought this was a parent. Well, it is. It is a Lakeland dad. Punched a referee, and they canceled the season. But I didn't realize that the dad was actually one of the coaches. So they suspended the team, made up of boys and girls ranging in age from 4 to 14, effectively ending their season. Leo Davis, 36, attacked a referee over a series of bad calls. He was charged with battery. He's no longer with the organization. He can't come to any of our functions anymore. The Florida Elite Police Action League Board, made up of individual team presidents, voted 14-4 to suspend the entire Destroyers program for the rest of the season. The team will no longer be allowed to compete in leagues. To take that away from kids who had nothing to do with what happened that day with that parent, it's crazy. It was a choice that he made. He has to be punished for that choice, not the organization, not the kids. You know, I tend to kind of agree with that, although it certainly makes a point. I mean, this is kind of the Joe Paterno phenomenon, right? That if they just suspended the guy, that you'd think, well, so what, right? I don't know. I'm kind of mixed about this. How do you feel about it?
Yeah. Boy, I don't
you're
know.
You're more the jock than I am.
Yeah, boy, I just...
See, you know what I would do? Here's what I would do, being Queen Solomon. What I would do is I would let the kids play, but their scores wouldn't count toward, for example, a championship or anything like that. Because if you just suspend the dad, it just doesn't have the same impact because somebody is going to say, well, you know, big deal, so he can't come to the games anymore.
Right. You've got to do something that has a legitimate impact.
Exactly.
And repercussions on what that
exactly. And it has to be systemic. It has to say, we have a culture that if you're trying to teach kids sportsmanship...
It has to send a message.
Exactly. And I think by just suspending him, it really doesn't do that. Because what you want is you want a deterrent, among other things, and you want an example, and as you say, you want to send a message. So I would let the kids play... But it doesn't count toward anything. They can't go to a championship game. So I would let them play.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let it, you know, I think that there has to be some repercussion. Because what you want is the system to say to every parent, this will not be allowed. Because presumably this guy didn't sort of get up in the morning and think, you know what, I'm going to go beat up on a referee today. It was an impulsive act. But impulsive acts tend to be offset if what we understand the consequence to be is so major that it offsets our impulse.
Yeah.
And so I think just suspending him wouldn't have done it. So I tend to agree. I would have found slightly more moderate position, although I'm not sure that four-year-old should be playing any organized sport at all. But,
man, some people are just, boy.
Well, and there have been other issues where that parents yelling at other kids, I mean, yeah, an adult yelling at like a 10 or 11-year-old kid, or even their own parent or their own kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I know as someone who has covered, you know, high school sports in my broadcasting career, you know, I've seen situations where parents can get out of line. And
oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really sad because,
you know, teaching the kids the wrong thing.
Exactly. Yeah. And you just, you wonder what's going on with some of these people that drives them to be that way, you know?
Well, I think it's not, I think it's just not thinking about consequence. And of course, yeah, as parents, we spend a huge amount of time saying to our kids, you have to take responsibility for your behavior and you have to think about consequences.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't just act on impulse. So because everybody, look, if you're acting on impulse, you hit somebody when you're angry, you steal food when you're hungry, you break windows when you're angry. I mean, there needs to be, and that's what parenting, I think, is all about, is saying, okay, as far as I'm concerned, this needs to be, the punishment needs to fit the crime. What they say is leadership has failed them.
Yeah.
That coach made a decision that violated everything we stand for.
Yeah.
All right, so let's put this up on Facebook of whether people think, what they think the appropriate punishment should have been. Okay? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRAs, Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.